5. We're a 103.5 tone. Yeah, Nigel, I'm getting you, but your slight whistle coming over.
Right, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
So, I'm transmitting... Controlling you. 725, is that right?
You're cutting in and out there, Nigel. Input is 145125, output is 145725. 103.5 tone.
Well, this has
been
to do.
Nigel.
He's an old GCL and an OZPZ. He was doing the Northern Collier then, but he's not very loud with audio. Which Nigel is it?
Yeah, it's Nigel, CKA.
All right, CKA. Afternoon, Nigel, you're not doing the job there. What, are you using a handheld?
No, I'm on my tree.
Coming in, Norman, calling you. Have you got a bit more power you can stick on?
No, fuck.
Right, you fuck off. I've had enough of you now.
M0ZPZ 20GCL. Lee, we've got somebody on frequency using a Baofeng whose battery's about to go flat because I can hear his low voltage call coming over with us.
Yeah, got yesterday's problem, that's alright. I can't hear anything really. I couldn't hear that. I've got you, you're cracking into the repeater, no problem. But I was getting you alright. Anyway, when you said you couldn't, you got Nigel calling in, I couldn't hear you, like. I thought you were pulling my leg. But when he did come through, he was a bit broken up, but if you can hear this, Nigel, all the best for 2015. If you can get him with a bit more power, that'll be ideal. If not, I'll catch you when I'm up in the air, back in the area again. I'll see you, Andy.
Yeah, 20GCL. Yeah, I think the other station was going over the top of Nigel. That's why we couldn't get him. He was coming in all broken up there, Lee.
Right, no problem. Well, it's not affecting you.
It won't do, because I've got about 25 watts running at the minute.
So you're some idiot with a ball fang, is it, and a flat battery? Well, good luck to them.
Not so flat.
20GCL, you still there, Nigel?
The road's a lot clearer going. I had trouble coming back. I said to the kids when I brought them up, I said, we always end up getting back faster than we did coming. I'm at Stafford Services now.
Yeah, no problem. Just put a bit more coal on the fire there. Yeah, no problem. Yeah, you always seem to go back faster than you came, don't you?
Yeah, well, I'm going to spend quite a few hours with him before that. It's only a 2-hour trip there. I messaged him last night to tell him I'll be down that area, and he's gonna get him on this evening when because he's working today. He's driving a milk tanker, so that's that. The other IQ0 on WR, he's just an idiot. We just take the notice of him. He soon plays himself out. The beauty of being mobile is you're not affected by him because you can always go somewhere else, you know.
Yeah, 2E0 GCL. Yeah, have you got any HF antennas with you?
2E0 GCL.
Negative, no HF antenna. Only the 6 metres, but it's not set up for a 6 metre repeater, is it?
Nigel, do you want to take it? I think I heard you coming in there. CKA from 2E0 GCL. Are you you still there, Nigel? No, I can't hear him at the minute, Lee. I thought Nigel was trying to get back in again, but no, I can't hear him at the minute.
No problem, Mike 0ZBZ. I was watching a clip on YouTube about this repeater, and there's loads of clips on there of the problems that they've had on it. There was a couple of drunks on here one day, arguing and falling out. And then there was another one where there was a load of somebody swearing on it and everything. No wonder it keeps getting shut down. I'm glad that we don't have to use this one all the time up our neck of the woods. I feel sorry for the genuine lads that just want to come on and have a chat when they've got that going on.
Oh, yeah, it's very true. But, you know, these things happen, don't they? Just ignore them. But, you know, we've got plenty of other bands we can always go and play on. That's not a problem to us.
Come on, then. You get the brave ones that talk away there with the little mole fangs. They won't come on and chat in case somebody recognises the voice. You know, they carry on. You're always going to have that, aren't you? There you go, Pete. I'm swear with it, Andy. And after the little hiccup I had with it, going getting it repaired. But, the mate in South Wales, he said if you've got anything, go and see him, get him sort of getting sorted out, mate.
N0, the LC. 2E0 GCL, yeah. Well, I'm surprised actually, because they're, you know, when I first looked at them, I thought they were right sort of weird-looking thing with the VFO control on the right, sort of, bit of a conventionalist, they look all out of proportion. And when you actually get to use them, you realise that they are very, very practical, over.
Yeah, and also, Mike 0ZBZ Mobile, what I like about it is, he's nice and compact as well. Plenty of room in the car and that, you know. I'm just coming up to where the 24-hour volts are pulling is here at Stafford here, Andy.
No, yeah, well, they'll not be out working today, will they?
Oh, that's been cleared.
Yeah,
they've got a few trucks pulled in there, they've got a few cuddle with them, so I don't know. 2E0 GCL returning. Yeah. Oh. You're a fair old way down there. I wonder what the output is on this repeater power-wise.
I don't know, you'll have to look it up. It'll be in the repeater group northwestern list, won't it?
Yeah, I'll have a butcher's, see what it's kicking out, because it must be kicking out a fair bit of juice.
Could be 25 watts, I'm not sure. Don't know much about this one. I only use it when I'm passing through, like.
For another 10 minutes or so, and then I'm going to have to go and make a move.
No.
Well, it's all right. We'll be back. About another 10 minutes, I'll be, further down. I'll switch to Charlie Fox then, and then we should run into Whiskey Romeo, so that'll be good.
did I tell you I've got a... I got my date changed for my phone installation. They put it back a couple of days.
Yeah, you did. You said you changed. No, you said, well, you've got the other one 30 days. It's cutting off in 30 days, but you should be all right. Hopefully you'll get the new system switched in before the old one finishes. Did you say the 12th of January?
Yes. They initially said they could do it on the 10th, and then I've had a couple of texts back off them saying they'll do it on the 12th, so it's no problem, you know, it's as long as they know in advance.
No, Andy.
Well, we've got the specs camera, so you have to watch them. You don't really hardly the register speed between, and then further down you've got the smart motorway that we're going to have.
Aye.
Going through where the smart motorway is.
Yeah, 2 0 GCL. Yeah, somebody coming in on the back of you. I don't think they've got a tone in, because they're coming in piggybacking.
There's something there. I can't hear nothing. It's just, I've got you cracking over. I can't hear anything at all, so I'll... Mind you, I've got my squirrel jumper as well, so they're not affecting... Well, they're not affecting you to me, so I can't...
Probably using the left one. Okay. Yeah, 2 0 GCL. Yeah, I said they sound like they're piggybacking on your tone there, so, you know, it's disappear when you stop transmitting.
That's okay, gonna be disappearing in a few minutes anyway, so I do repeat that. I don't care, really don't.
Sorted out and get me extensions put in ready for coming installing, and then I can have the whole lot up and running at one time then.
That's it, yeah. Have they checked your line? Did you say they put a signal down it?
Not at the moment, no. They've they basically over, you know, when I signed up on the internet, they said, oh, basically you need a new line. I know what it is. They want to put a new cable through so they can sort of try and tempt me with the fibre optic as well, but they're not going to.
Well, they can charge you more, that's all that's about.
Yeah, well, I'm not going on fibre optic anyway. Just don't need it. You know, it's just unnecessary expense for what I want it for. But I think that's what it is, because it's a different drop line from the street cabinet, and it's a different box on master socket. You know, so there's nothing wrong with the one that's there. It was just disconnected when I swapped over. So there's no real logical reason why it couldn't actually just be reconnected, because it was used for internet prior to that.
Yeah, but the slower version, wasn't it? Or the ordinary version of that, before the broadband come in. I'll be right, they'll sort it for you. They'll definitely get it sorted for you, because I want to take your money off you.
No, yes, they're very good at doing that. But, like I say, I wouldn't be at all surprised if they don't put a new cable through with the fibre setup on it, so that it's ready for future use sort of thing.
That's it. That's what you want. Four cameras down here. It's not as bad as it was a couple of months ago when it came down here, early on in the year. It was littered all the way down, but as they finished the roadworks, they're starting to move. I think it's about 6.5 miles of it down this way. and then it clears, and then you get back and then get into where you know, as you go round towards Birmingham, like, you've got the variable speed limit then.
Yeah. Have they got four lane running down there yet?
Yeah, they're not doing too bad. Although the long stretch now that takes you down towards Hilton Park, well, the inside lane will take you down to the toll road and then you go round to the left, then carry on the M6.
Yeah, 20 GCL, yep, I know what you mean. Well, it's been best part of 2 years since I've been down that far, don't six.
Yeah, well, say I come down like every 3-4 months, and it, you know, it always changes. But I say it's great today, it's a good drive down. I think everybody's got to where they want to be, there won't be that many trying to get anywhere for New Year's Eve, like. But the other day when I was coming back up, the day after Boxing Day, busy.
No, yeah, well, it would, because the post-Christmas sales started on Boxing Day, didn't they?
That'll have been it then. That's why they were all out clogging the place up. It's nice. No, there's traffic about, but it's moving nice and steady. Plus, the weather's good as well, that's another thing. Well, I say it's not good, but it's clear. And, you know, you can see where you're going. So visibility is good, that's the word I'm looking for. So people aren't panicking.
Well, not until later on, they're not. Yeah. Right, I'm going to have to make a move, because I've got to go and drag that bike up out of the cellar.
Right, then, 0ZPZ, mobile 20GCL. Thanks for the company, Andy. I'm going to switch to CF, and then WR. So I'll catch up with you when I come back. I'll send you a text message or give you a ring or something, Andy, tomorrow. I'll let you know whereabouts I am, and I'll give you a frequency we can go on then.
Yeah, not a problem. Right, I'll say 7-3s and I'll catch you next year.
Oh yeah, you will do. All the best, mate, for 2015. Be careful what you wish for, because you might just get it. You might not be happy with it when you get it. And I'll switch frequency now, and I'll catch up with you. Well, I'll send you a message when I get round the outskirts of our neck of the woods, and we'll go on one at simplex frequencies or something. 73s.
Yeah, all the best, Lee. 73s. I'll catch you tomorrow.